Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
My television does not work.
With respect to the balls and that there was obviously an issue with the balls.
I don't think anybody knew there was an issue with the balls.
To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls. Rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. I choose the balls that I want. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I feel the lace, I feel the leather. I wouldn't want anyone touching the balls. I would zip those things up and lock them away. Some days one ball may feel good, the next day it may not. I want to be very familiar with the equipment that I'm using. This is an ISIS. No one's dying, but this is a very important thing. Because to me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, blowing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls and new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I grab it, I grip it. To me, those balls are all perfect. Zip those things up, zip those up, and lock them away. To me, those balls are all perfect. Like I said, I had no... Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. 617-779-0985. You can watch the show on the Twitch. Twitch.tv. Search the Sports Hub or on the Twitch app. I'm surprised you didn't play in this election time. I'm surprised you didn't play Basil Marceau.
I think we did that the other day.
Did they yesterday?
Yeah.
The whole song?
No, not the song. No, but I did the Basil Marceau commercial yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say... That always like Basil Marceau singing about Christmas.
Yep, it is a Christmas classic, classic.
Do we find any of these candidates?
Oh yeah, we've got a few of the fringe ones. Or every year, always seems to be a new batch of them, and we have a couple new ones.
Sometimes they're not even fringe. Sometimes they're actual
people that are representing a party that
sometimes it's a party that they made up.
Yeah, but sometimes there's someone from a legitimate party that, like one of the Democrat or Republican who has an ad that's crazy.
Yeah, like there was the dude last election cycle who loaded a shotgun and was talking about the guy who is going to be dating his daughter and pointed a loaded shotgun at the kid as he was in there. And I'm like, that's a good idea for an ad, seems like.
Well, that shows that he's fit for government.
I mean, he sits there, loads it, and points it at a kid.
Yeah, and then it shows like, hey, you ain't going out with my daughter. She's going to die alone. As long as I'm alive, no one's going to date my daughter.
There was a commercial that, I mean, the audio doesn't translate, but it starts off with a child drowning in a pool. And it talks about so-and-so voted to defund education for elementary school children. He's left your kid drowning. And it shows like this kid literally flailing for his life. And then the other candidate, the one at the commercials for, reaches in and saves him out of the water. They're like, so basically he's saying that your other candidate would let your child drown.
Well, Mike Lockhart sent this to us, and it doesn't translate to the radio either. But this is a Democrat versus a Republican. And it's a congressional seat. And I guess the guy was hit with a tree back in 2006.
Yeah.
And it starts with, like, a wheelchair, because he's in a wheelchair, and it, like, pans up, like, through the wheelchair. It talks about he was hit by a tree in 2006, and now he's a hypocrite.
Yeah, it's saying that he ended up getting millions of dollars because he was somebody who was injured, and now he fights against those who are injured.
Like,
oh, boy.
But it's this close-up of a wheelchair starts off with.
Wasn't a very well-thought-out ad, I don't think.
No. So you have any more thoughts on the on your trip?
I haven't really had to. I gotta be honest, the last couple of days have been really busy, so I haven't really thought a lot about it.
What did Mary's doctor say?
She met with her. Mary got a little sick yesterday, so they didn't talk about that as much, but I mean, there wasn't really a ton of, I don't know, wasn't really a ton of news yesterday that made you think that it's going to stop us from going. Okay. Like, I mean, there hasn't been, like, that big, like, shoe to drop. There's obviously more cases of it. There's more things popping up. I mean, there's been a couple of... Now, to foreign travel, there's been a lot of reason to not go out of the country. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think they're saying, is it the whole country of France for the next 2 months is not going to have any, like, live sporting events? As a matter of fact... That like there's going to be no I have to look this up, but I believe it's France who said for the next 2 months they are not going to have crowds at their sporting events, and I want to double check that, but that's a big deal. I mean, you got to think about that entire country. So there's that. Here in America, I don't think there's been there hasn't been a huge boom yet. So I right now don't feel too uncomfortable traveling.
See, I'm hoping, in Aruba, that it doesn't take over the island in a vice. Because then I couldn't go. Crash gave us this, Crash goes to Aruba, once a year. At least he did.
Yeah.
And Stephanie asked him for information on Aruba, 6 months ago. And he sent, it was cool, but he sent, a massive, missive of, he loves it there. And, for fun, we're going to do some of the things that he suggested because they look like crash things.
Here it is. No fans at Italy sporting events. Italy, I'm sorry, not France, because I thought for some reason it was France. At Italy sporting events until April 3rd.
Oh, wow.
That's a big deal because, I think there's several soccer matches, I would believe.
Yes.
That would draw a lot of people. So for a month now.
See, I'm wondering if the Jolly Roger cruise that Crash suggested, where you they put you in pirate gear and get you on the boat, and you go around the high seas. I'm wondering if that is going to be susceptible to the coronavirus because we're going to be partying so hard.
They might cancel that, I would think.
Well, out to sea?
Maybe.
I mean, you're not supposed to cruise, but if you're on the Jolly Roger cruise, they have a rope that you can swing off the boat. So we're going to do
a party.
We're doing it. Because we're going to do as many crash things as we can.
What if you ended up loving all of them?
Then even better.
You're like, Crash, you were right the entire time.
That's right. You'll end up hating yourself.
Next thing you know, you're going to Disney 8 times a year.
He, I don't know. He's going to Key West, and he got his toenails painted in the Miami Hurricanes colors. He gets a pedicure about once a week.
I know. I don't know here, but when I lived in Dallas, for some reason, there were a bunch of guys who would get pedicures.
I find
and manicures.
I have gotten one. I can understand almost a manicure. I've never gotten one, but I have gotten a pedicure because I was bored with my wife, and I found it exceptionally uncomfortable. The sensation of them doing it, I found uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't. That doesn't sound like. I mean, they take the little nail file, and is that what they do down there? Is it they file down your nails?
No, they clip them and then they maneuver them around. They make them pleasing. They make it pleasing to the eye.
I worked with a guy that would get like normal pedicures and manicures, and I just thought it was weird. And then I guess it's just the culture down there. People be like, "Yeah, we do it all the time."
Yeah, that's how the Old West. Pedicures,
strange.
Manicures, you know, Calamity Jane, she was very much against those, but she was the best shot in the West for quite some time.
There's like some music festivals and stuff in America that are being canceled, but I mean, nothing too crazy. Like there was this giant concert that was supposed to be held down in Miami. They ended up canceling that because of the coronavirus. I mean, you're seeing a couple of smaller things.
They're doing South by Southwest. They're not canceling that.
Now, there is talk, however, about maybe the Olympics being without spectators.
No, they've said that they've denied that now.
Okay.
To my knowledge, they've said that things will go as planned.
Augusta. Now, that's another one that was kind of freaky yesterday. So there was a report that came out from Augusta National. And that is, a month away?
Yep.
It's usually right at the beginning of
April.
Since Augusta National released a statement, quote, that it is not only monitoring the coronavirus situation closely, but also consulting with relevant experts. So at this time, the club is proceeding with the Masters Tournament as scheduled. But, I mean, there's conversations happening right now. And I know the first one to really make news was the March Madness Tournament, whether or not there would be spectators.
Oh, believe me, they're going to have spectators at those things.
Well, as of right now, yes. I mean, there has not been any kind of change.
Well, the conference tournaments have started, so it would take a lot to happen before they would do that.
What is it, like St. Patrick's Day? Isn't that usually when the actual 64 starts?
I don't know. The first round of a lot of conference tournaments, or the finals if you're in a small conference, have happened, so it can't be that far away. I don't know how the Big Ten tournament starts, but Michigan State still has a regular season game.
Is that right?
Yeah, they play Ohio State on Saturday. And that's not a playoff. That's not a...
This past Saturday or this coming Saturday?
This coming Saturday.
Yeah, the conference tournament for the Big Ten was next week, I thought.
No, it started yesterday.
Really?
There was a conference tournament game. It was Minnesota versus Penn State, I believe.
I've never heard of that.
But I might. It said Big Ten tournament. Let me see.
Okay, that would be unless these two teams are so bad.
No, Penn State was top 20 until they.
Okay.
Stupid ESPN sucks. I don't want this.
March 19th is first game of the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Ten tournament first round. Minnesota 85, Penn State 65.
But okay.
Oh, it's women's. Who cares?
Yep. I was just going to say, Penn State's nationally ranked and got their doors blown off like that?
Yeah, they did by Michigan State. Michigan State down 15 at the half, 4 minutes into the second half. They had a lead.
But it's the women.
Yeah, it's just the women. Who cares? All right, Rich, what's coming up?
The Celtics have a nice little bounce-back game, and Jason Tatum sets an interesting record last night.
All right, we will have that for you in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Touch and...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Yeah. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, a depleted Celtics team, took on the mighty Cleveland Cavaliers last night.
That's right, but Jason Tatum returned, and all is well once again.
Down the left side, inside the free throw line, angles behind that tight screen, gets to the cup and scores. It's been the Celtics' bread and butter play all year. That was a double dose right there, 98-95. Celtics by 3, 29 for Tatum.
Well, listen, when you crap the bed as the Celtics did two nights ago, you want a back-to-back to get the bad taste out of your mouth, and a nice win against the lowly Cavs will do that. 112-106, the final score. After taking a game off, the Eastern Conference Player of the Month was back, and all seemed to be right in the world.
Tatum lines up Sexton, dribbling right hand, left hand, steps to his left, straightaway three, got it. Oof. It is a pretty thing when that ball comes off his fingertips now, and the Celtics have a double-digit lead, 39-29.
I always look at the opposition's bench when I see a guy get hot, and a couple of guys just drop their heads there.
Yep, 32 points, 9 rebounds, and a ridiculous stat stemming from last night as Tatum joins Bird and Havlicek as the only Celtics to score more than 32 points in 5 straight games. You'd have thought that maybe Paul Pierce would have hit that at some point.
Isaiah,
when he was king of the fourth, you thought that that might have been a thing. But
Scalabrini.
Scal, yeah, absolutely. But with the most of the starters sidelined last night, we got to see a new guy step up.
Marcus Smart for Ogilvy. At the elbow against Kevin Love. Step back, 17-footer, got it. Ogilvy trying things he's never tried in his NBA life before, and those are working. His career night is now at 19 points in 24 minutes. Celtics by 1, 90-89.
Takes somebody to do something special when you're missing a lot of the troops.
The most jacked guy on the team, Semi Ogilvy. He had a career 22 points. He was 5-for-8 from 3. He had an amazing game until he was hitting the nuts and had to leave temporarily.
Nah, you got to play through that.
Yeah.
But then they checked to see if it was a flagrant, too. That was the best.
It's a flagrant.
That was smart. That was smart he got whacked there. Love went for a steal and missed it, and it was a direct hit.
I had a sore left nut yesterday, as you know, Rich. I don't know, Wallach, if I explained that to you, but I had a very sore left nut. I don't know if it was a sitting on it situation as I get older, or if it was something that happened during the evening, but when I was asleep 2 nights ago, but my left nut in a lot of pain. You didn't see me getting out of the game.
Nope.
I was here. I was at the gym.
Ogilvy, he just said, no way. Get me off the court. But then he came back and continued to play like he'd never been hitting the nuts in the first place, you know?
Celtics playing without Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward tonight. Romeo Langford left the game under the weather. Wanamaker, bounce pass in the corner. Smart comes strong in the baseline, whips out to the open man. Tatum doesn't take the three, shuttles it instead to Ogilvy, who continues his career night with his fifth three from the corner. Celtics by 6, 22 for Ogilvy.
The belief that he was going to make that shot.
Yep, on top of that, the bench that was missing 2 nights ago scored 43 points because, well, they had to. Here's Jason Tatum afterwards on the game.
Yeah, tonight was different. You know, I never been doubled the entire game, but you know, it gave me a chance to find open guys, and other guys got opportunities to get themselves going.
Well, welcome to your new future.
I was just gonna say, get used to it. I mean, Cleveland did everything they could to get the ball out of his hands while he was still way out on the perimeter. They just sent 2-3 guys, including a center, at him to make sure that he didn't have the basketball. And it worked for a while.
Was it Porter? Did he forget his jersey?
Yes. Porter was supposed to start. He's 19 years old. He was supposed to start the game. And I was listening on the radio. I was driving the kids around. And all of a sudden, Matthew Dellavedova was starting. And Granny was like, well, he wasn't in the starting lineup. And then we found out that Porter forgot his uniform under his warm-ups. So they made him go back to the locker room to get the uniform on. I don't know if he played. I don't think he did.
How do you not know when they're doing intros? Like, I mean, how do you not figure it out by that point?
No, Porter did play. He played 10 minutes.
No, he played. It's just that he did not start when he was supposed to.
Yeah, he wound up playing. Instead of starting, he wound up playing 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it would have changed everything. Those Cavs are a powerhouse when he's in the starting lineup.
It's funny. I read something about Grant Williams and when he went to Tennessee, like when he got there, he was so overweight that the coach made him work out 3 times a day and stole food from him. Every time he would get a care package, the coach would intercept it and steal the food from him.
Jeez.
Very little discipline from the geek freak.
Well, Brad Stevens knew that his team had to get a win last night after the awful showing against the Nets 2 nights ago.
I mean, it is a sick feeling. It's certainly not life or death, don't get me wrong, and it's not, you know, real adversity by any means, but it's a sick feeling to finish the way we did last night. Everybody felt it. You could sense that we all felt it, you know, to come out here and again kind of figure out a way to win. You know, I thought it was going to be really hard, and it was.
Yep, and Semi Ojeley was asked after the game, hey, what exactly did you leave the game there for a few minutes?
What happened with you got kicked in the groin?
Why did they say groin?
They were saying you were questionable to return. What was that situation?
Yeah, I got hit in the groin, hit in the nuts. I mean, what do you want to call it? But, yeah, it's just an uncomfortable situation. But, you know, I just wanted to get back out there because we need to work.
Here he goes, groin, nuts, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, well, testicles is a medical term. I don't know why you can't say that if you're a sports reporter or analyst. I don't know why you can't say testicles. They're a part of the human body. It's the way, you know, they exist. Is it offensive to say testicles?
Or nuts.
Considering, you know, almost half the population has testicles. EJ, go ahead.
Morning, Fred. I just wanted to let you know, testicular pain is not something to just go on the wayside. You said you had problems with impotency before.
No, I've never said that.
Well, yeah, you did before.
No, I've said I've had a time. I've had a heart. I've actually, swear to God, I've never been impotent. I've had problems finishing.
Well, nonetheless, I would have that checked out.
Well, I just got done about 3 months ago having a doctor manhandle my nuts for about 2 minutes. So I'm fairly certain there's nothing wrong with my nuts.
Well, time is testicle, my friend. Don't let it die on you.
Thank you.
Time is testicle.
Impotence. I don't know where that came from.
No.
Just it's a problem finishing, and that's it for many reasons. I've trained my brain and also the antidepressants. Sometimes mess with it. But no, I've been in a situation where the room has been spinning. This is years ago, but the room has been spinning. I felt like I was going to throw up.
The room has been spinning? So you got vertigo?
No, I got super drunk. And then the room was spinning, and I felt like I was going to throw up, and I still was aroused.
Okay.
I still managed to do that, but not well. And I'm not well endowed, but I now watch this. I'll be impotent for the rest of my life. But I have... impotent. When the first time I had sex, I had a very difficult time achieving an erection because I was so nervous, and I kept tearing open the condom and trying to get it on in time, and then it kept failing, and then it got to a situation where it almost inverted itself.
Oh,
because I was so nervous.
Mm.
I was 15 years old.
Yeah,
and then we just. Going through a box of condoms, like rushing. But finally, I decided to go sans condom.
Oh, okay.
Remember, you know the story, and then the girl told me that she hadn't had her period, and so I thought it was cool because I was 15 and thought I was going to have a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought it was cool. You know how old that kid would be right now? That kid would be, no, more than 30. That kid would be 15. That kid would be... Let's see, 15 in 19.
Yeah, so you'd be
1990.
You'd be 28. Or you'd be 29.
No, because I was born in 75. 15 is 85.
How old are you now?
45.
Yeah, 15 minus that. Just 30. You'd be like 30 years old.
Yeah, 30 years old.
Yeah.
I could have a pal.
What if you get a knock on your door one day?
No, I know she's not because she came up to me one time. She goes, I'm bleeding.
Oh, okay.
So I knew that everything
did
was okay.
Did she all of a sudden happen to move to a different school district?
She wasn't going to my school.
Oh, okay.
She thought, for some reason, which I never told her, she thought that I was a senior. And then one day she was going through the yearbook in my room, and then she realized that I was a mere sophomore and did not care for that.
Didn't Crash one day get a knock on his door? And someone saying they were his kid, and he just closed the door. And
I don't remember that story.
I think he's told us that before. I think he said he got a knock on the door, and it was someone saying that it was his kid, and he just closed the door and didn't answer it again.
Yeah, maybe. It doesn't sound out of character.
I was just going to say that.
No, it doesn't.
It has a ring of truth to it.
Yeah. He's had a vasectomy at this point. So, I mean, but he's, I mean, if he's one of those guys, if he had a kid now, by the time the kid was 18, like, he'd be in his 70s. Yeah, he'd be like 73 or maybe even more.
What's that? Who had a kid?
No, I said if Crash had a vasectomy, but he's one of those guys, if he had one now,
yeah,
he'd be like 73, 74 by the time the kid was 18.
Oh, yeah.
That happened a lot at Rollins because there was a lot of like rich old guys who would be on like their third wives, and mm-hmm. so they would have the kids in our college were like, you know, 18, and then dad was like, you know, 100.
Yeah.
And we called the girls sluts to boxcar because they were always a little angry at their father for, you know, being so old and marrying such a young woman.
I worked with a guy who got a surprise when he was in his early 40s that he had a 16-year-old kid. Like, found out.
Was he rich?
No.
Oh. Well, that's all right then. They can't take anything from you.
I mean, yeah. But I think it was more the emotional wallop of, oh, my God, I have a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, you just shut the door.
Yeah, that was strange.
Like, what do you want out of me? I don't know you.
Well, the good news is, by
skedaddle,
the way,
young man.
This is interesting. The Celtics can clinch their playoff trip as early as tomorrow. The magic number is 2. So, I mean, there you go. We got tomorrow's a big day for them. The Jazz are in town tomorrow night. Tip off 8 p.m. right here on 98.5 Sports Hub.
All right. Are you doing the game, Wallach?
No.
Okay. All right, Rich.
Thanks for asking, though, Fred.
You know, I wish you were doing the game so you'd miss the show. All right, what's going on?
Well, Rich? It's here. So he would still.
I don't know. I'd tell him to. You're too tuckered out. All right, what's going on? What else will we talk about?
Well, all right. Well, Brady and Belichick apparently spoke, and things didn't go well.
Oh boy. All right. Here are the headlines.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game right now. New customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. Rich, there is the constant Brady news coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And this one involves the two stars of the show.
That's right. According to the Boston Herald and other sources, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have finally spoken. However,
Things did not go well. The two connected by phone the day before yesterday, and their conversation about Brady's pending free agency did not go well, according to sources. It was the first time Belichick had contacted Brady about his contract situation and the Patriots' plans for him going forward. So the Herald continues. They said the source wouldn't shed any further light on the discussion or the particulars, other than noting that it wasn't all that fruitful. However, after that report made the rounds, Adam Schefter tweeted a different spin on the call, saying,
whoa!
Quote, source war, that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have spoken recently, but those talks were not yesterday, and the tone of their discussion was, quote, business as usual.
Well, you could make the argument that both are the same thing, is that Belichick is treating Brady like he would treat other free agents, and that that could be, you know, he's not. The way I would take it is those two reports are not
mutually exclusive.
Mutually exclusive.
Well, like, well, didn't go given, well. That's a negative spin.
Well,
business as usual is not didn't go well.
Well, they could, but business as usual for the Patriots for another team might be didn't go well.
That's the surprising part about all of this, is that you'd think, and Mike, you already brought this up yesterday on social media, you would think that of all the people, of all the free agents, the Patriots would treat this one differently. And it seems like they're treating Brady, like you mentioned, Fred, exactly like anybody else in this situation.
You see, right. To me, this is the Herald or whoever the Herald, or whatever the other people that also are reporting the same thing as Herald, that's getting fed by Brady.
Right.
That sounds like that's a Brady report.
Obviously.
The Schefter report sounds like it is a Kraft or Belichick report.
Yes.
Yeah, it's different views on the same conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, which is my point, is that I think that depending on the lens that you look at it, is that Brady, like John said, didn't get any special treatment, and the Patriots view it as, well, this is how we treat everybody.
Brady wanted to be recruited a little bit. He wanted to be massaged a little bit. And the Patriots are like, well, you're 42, 43. We're going to treat you the exact same way as we would treat any other free agent. I mean, how many years in a row have we seen this? Dante Hightower. Remember the Patriots let Hightower go and said, look, get your best offer. Go out there, get your best offer, and we'll decide whether or not we want to match it. And as it turned out, they did. Now, I have a feeling this is what we're ramping up to, is that, you know, they don't believe that the market is as vibrant for Brady as everyone else seems to.
Well, let's get to another source war.
Oh, yeah.
Source war. We need a sounder. And then there's Mike
Giardi. Pauly D going, oh, yeah.
There's Mike
I love a source war this time of year.
Well, Mike Giardi said, quote, they did speak. Don't know the tenor of it. Do know that the Brady market is not nearly as strong as is being portrayed.
Whoa.
And this may explain the number of leaks and attempts to link the quarterback with different organizations, including San Francisco. Giardi has been very particular about him thinking that the San Francisco thing, there's not as much merit to it as a lot of people. He's like, what? Who would benefit? He had a tweet the other day. It was like, who would benefit from a leak coming out that San Francisco was interested in?
By the way, there's no bigger Garoppolo fan on the planet than Giardi.
Oh,
no one
course.
Would want him here
do not,
more
do not
than
hurt
Giardi.
Garoppolo.
Yes.
You can't do that.
Well, again, with the San Francisco thing, is Brady obviously would love to go there. It checks every single box. There's not one negative.
Right. Nope.
For him going there. But again, I don't know why the 49ers would get rid of a 28-year-old quarterback that just went to the Super Bowl, for a 43-year-old guy. But, I mean, you're really putting all your eggs in one basket.
Well, here's where the source war comes into question.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you got Jeff Darlington of ESPN, the guy who's apparently pretty close to Brady's camp, who said there may be more teams than we all expected willing to throw cash at Brady. Wow.
When we look at this right now, we're kind of having to split this down the middle of teams that are potentially interested in Tom Brady and teams that Tom Brady is interested in. We have not yet reached the point where we are marrying those two sides. But I can tell you right now that I've spoken to executives with 8 different teams that are at the very least monitoring Tom Brady's free agency. They are going down this list, having internal discussions right now, saying, is this the right fit for our organization? 4 of those teams, I believe, would sign him right now. The varying levels of interest within those teams makes it such, though, we still have such a long way to go. 2 weeks.
Right.
Doesn't feel that long, but there's a lot of progress that needs to be made between the teams that are interested in Tom and the teams that Tom are interested in to marry those
But again, you know of at least 8 teams that are having significant conversations.
Wow.
It's a quarter of the league talking about those players.
As far as I understand, there is communication between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Okay.
It's not to say that there is no communication. I think we mentioned that last week on the show.
Right.
But to that point, negotiations for a new contract have not commenced. that certainly is significant, something that we'll obviously keep an eye on moving forward.
Is that a little Hinder in the background? We got a little theory of a dead man?
I don't think
is it the Roach?
I don't think they can buy the rights for something like that. I mean, I just think that's in-house rock and roll. By the way,
that's the department that they have there.
Well, you've heard about the guy who made the
banner near to dinner.
Like, he gets no royalty from it. He made like $10. The other part of this that's very interesting, if you don't know, is that Brady is going on vacation for 2 weeks.
Well, let's get to that, because yesterday UFC head honcho Dana White did an Instagram live chat with Brady, and he asked Tom about his future. What do you say there, Brady?
Thank you, my brother. Now, listen, the question everybody wants to know. Now, first of all, I'm a Boston guy through and through. I want you to go with the Patriots, but let me make my last pitch. Las Vegas would love to have you here at the Raiders. The stadium, the facility is incredible. The training facility that they have outside of Vegas is unbelievable. It's a 45-minute flight from L.A. Your kids and your family can live there. You can fly back and forth. We want you to come to the Raiders. I've been pitching you now for a month. I love you, too.
I love
come
you.
Come on, brother. Get to Vegas.
Thanks, man. I know it's been a lot of patience for me. And obviously, being where I've been for 20 years, it's been an amazing experience. And I don't know what the future holds right now. I'm just trying to be patient through this process, my first time going through it. And in the meantime, I'm going to spend a lot of time with my family over the next 10, 12 days. And we got a little vacation plan, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, they're going to Branson, Missouri. They're going to go check the Wild West rides.
See
Yakov Smirnoff.
This might have been my favorite Brady thing that happened, though, yesterday. On top of all of this, Julian Edelman has started selling T-shirts on his website that say, "Stay! Tom 2020, a quarterback you can trust." Oh, hang on. Did I say T-shirts? I meant T-shirts, buttons, coffee mugs, stickers, and yard signs. Well, I'm not joking about this. If you go to je11.com, they are all for sale. So
if you put a yard sign that says that in your yard, do you deserve to have your home vandalized?
I would think that's probably not the right thing to do, but
I don't know,
the temptation would be there.
There has to be a lot of temptation or at least put some pressure on them to move out of the neighborhood.
So yesterday, Tom Brady's account retweeted Edelman's ad for his Tom Brady-themed election gear. And Brady wrote, quote, "Hey, TB12 Sports, how much do we make in our Julian Edelman merchandise?"
Yeah, exactly.
I assume this all evens out.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty
That's
funny
a good
thing.
Shot.
That's a great shot.
And I don't think it's entirely being tongue-in-cheek.
Sure, it's like, dude, you're selling Tom Brady merchandise on your website? What are we doing here?
Right.
But then Edelman ruined it by selling T-shirts that he says are a joint venture between JE11 and TB12 that is a screen cap of Brady's tweet.
Okay,
yuckaroo.
So what I would say to that is 99.5% of that would go to TB12.
Right.
Because the JE11 part of that is not to the level.
I mean, that is shameless.
No, oh, yeah. Here's the thing is he spun the wheel. Edelman spun the wheel. And it's landed on his relationship with Brady. He saw that, like, the Syracuse game when he was next to Brady is the most press he's ever gotten. I mean, buying that
garbage? He has a Tom for quarterback campaign back.
Yeah, because he went to Syracuse with him, and it's the most press Julian Edelman is probably the most positive press Julian Edelman has ever gotten off a football field. By far. The most positive press he's ever gotten off a football field. The most success he's ever had.
He's
in
tried.
In terms of getting his name out there.
He's tried so hard last decade to craft himself an image. And I still remember him leaning against the railing on the West Coast shirtless, for a Puma ad.
And no, him and Amendola.
Right.
And Amendola got, like, the modeling gig.
And all it took for Edelman to get a pop was to sit there at a basketball game. I mean, how frustrating is that? You spent most of your professional life trying to be noticed, and accidentally you get noticed.
Well, I don't even care. It's just the shamelessness of having Tom Brady merchandise on your website.
It all goes hand in hand. I mean, I think you've argued with me with this, but he wants to transcend football, and he has failed miserably. He has. He's not a star.
He's a star. He's a star. Okay. He's a star. He's got. First of all, he had his own Showtime documentary about him.
He's a.
He ended up being a presenter at the Grammys. I mean, he's been everywhere.
If Tom Brady not was sticking. Not his quarterback, would he be no. a quarter of oh, what he is?
But that's not fair. That's not the question. The question it's is he a star now?
It's not yes. sticking. He nothing is stuck. Nothing has stuck. Nothing is stuck. I didn't even know he was a presenter at the Grammys. Yes. Big deal.
He was a presenter at the Grammys.
He's not a star. Middle America does not know who Julian Edelman is.
You couldn't be more wrong.
What's
does Middle America know who Travis Kelce is?
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, because he of plays course in they Kansas do. City. Because he won a Super Bowl and he's a big name. Right. Does Middle America know who Julian Edelman? Yes, what because he's a huge name and has been in a lot of Super Bowls. Dude, he's a Super Bowl MVP.
What national thing has Julian Edelman done? What endorsement has Julian Edelman?
He's got a lot of endorsements
nationally.
Yep, he does. He's got like a Puma modeling endorsements. Yeah,
okay,
he's
I also haven't like seen them.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, there's guys that are on Subway ads that I've never heard of. I have not seen him in a
listen,
national.
Listen, Travis Kelce may not, but everyone knows Travis Kelce because he helped win a Super Bowl, one Super Bowl.
Julian Edelman,
he's been part of three.
Julian Edelman,
and he had one of the best catches in Super Bowl history. Middle America knows who this guy is.
Julian Edelman has not been able to transcend football in any way, shape, or form. He has not. And he's tried and he's failed miserably. And I mean, he hasn't.
Just for fantasy football's sake, people know who this guy is.
He has not transcended football at all, in the least.
You asked if he was a star. He's a star.
No, he's not a star. He's not. He's not. I bet you he's not a top 50 star in the league. No way.
Is Von Miller a star?
I mean, Von Miller has national
commercials. Then Julian Edelman's a star.
Von Miller has national commercials. He's the face of products.
He was a Super Bowl, not a Super Bowl MVP, but, I mean, he won a Super Bowl. He has been an elite defensive player, one of the best defensive players.
Doesn't matter. That's still football. He's been the face of products. He's been the face of national ads. Yeah, he was the face of Old Spice. I mean, the guy did it. I mean, he does it. He's the face. Donovan McNabb was the face of products.
Chunky soup, baby.
That's right. With his real mom.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Edelman's not the face of anything.
He was one of the biggest stars in three of the most watched television events of the last decade.
Yeah, and he has not.
He was on the float at Disney World.
He's not been able to parlay that into any off-the-field stuff. He hasn't. It's a fact. I mean, he's known for what he's done on the field, I guess, but in terms of off-the-field, no. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't think I've ever heard a promo on a radio station that was just a guy yelling, I love him.
He's close to rapture on that.
I love Baz, but that is an odd.
Yeah, was he freaking out about Garoppolo being here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of funny. I mean, because he's
hence the promo.
Spazzes out about him.
Yeah, but
all right. Is Edelman, has Edelman achieved the fame off the court that he so desperately desires? It started with Rich.
Off the field, is he a star, is what you asked.
Right, but it's the same, I'm saying it the same thing. Is he the star he so desperately desires to be? Mike, go ahead.
Edelman's gotten national reach. You didn't see him on the Ellen show getting his beard shaved off?
Okay, can I tell you something I brought up before? And we all will like this. David Letterman had Buddy Biancalana on his show.
I know exactly where you're going. I remember the whole thing.
And he also had Spike Owen on his show on two different occasions. And I will tell you that his appearance on Ellen, while nice, does not make him a star off the field, regardless of his athletic accomplishments. And come to think of it, I don't know if Travis Kelce's a big star.
If you're on Ellen, you are a crossover to women in a male-dominated fan sport.
They have three guests a day on these shows. I'm not...
But it's not like they're hurting for people to book. I mean, there's a ton of people who want to be on Ellen.
I don't know. I've seen some garbage.
So just from a quick look, and once again, this is just a... I don't even know if this is a comprehensive list. But, I mean, he does have some pretty big national endorsements. Bose. He's on the Bose commercials for headphones. That's...
Never seen him.
I have seen him. Puma.
Yeah, but he's not the face of Puma. Everyone in the NBA has a shoe deal.
Okay. Obviously, you don't have to be the face of the company to have big endorsements.
Well, then there's people in baseball and basketball. They all have shoe endorsements. I think everyone in the NBA
He's got his own shoe.
Okay.
Uggs. He was on a national Uggs campaign.
Jeez, where'd he get that from?
Well, the whole joke was him and Tom Brady together, but it doesn't mean people don't know who he is. He's in the commercial.
I don't recall commercials with him in them for Uggs.
You don't remember them sitting in the little lodge together and like with their feet up on the fireplace? I think it was right near the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm handing that one to Brady, but go ahead.
Okay, I mean, listen, he got it because of Brady, but he was on the commercial.
Okay.
He was, he's been on the TV show Ballers, America's Top Model. He was on Pyramid. I mean, he was Jimmy Fallon. He's been his guest several times on Jimmy Fallon before. I mean, he's been everywhere.
He has not reached a level of off the field success.
You asked if he's a star.
He's not a star.
And the answer is he one of the more known players in the NFL outside of quarterbacks? Yes. There's no question.
I don't know
when
about
you
that.
When you have when you are in three Super Bowls and you when you've won three Super Bowls rather and you are a major reason, you're going to when you're the guy on the float at Disney World, you're a star.
And Devin McCourty should be a star.
No. Devin McCourty is not nearly as major a
player. Well, he should be.
It's because people who don't even follow football all want to see the guy who scores the touchdown.
I don't know.
The defensive players get ignored by most people who don't follow football. But if you're a nobody and you don't even care about the game and you watch the Super Bowl, you're going to remember the guy who made the ridiculous catch in Super Bowl whatever 49. You're
Manny,
going to remember
go ahead.
Julian Edelman.
Manny, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I have to agree with Fred. I mean, Rich, you defend Edelman too much. If Edelman, outside of Massachusetts, if Edelman's not with an entourage, nobody's going to point Edelman out in the crowd. I'm sorry. Nobody's going to know who he is.
Oh, are you going to point out Travis Kelce? Are you going to point out Travis Kelce in a crowd?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
You're not going to know who Travis Kelce is?
Well,
Edelman, I don't think Edelman's that big of a superstar. He is around here, but I don't think they could point him out of a crowd.
He's certainly not a superstar.
He's a star.
I disagree. All right. The Bankroll Boys are here. They're behind the corral. Waiting to come back, waiting to come on, waiting to break down the big bets. Unfortunately, did you lose your $375?
No, I won. The degenerate special's been hitting.
Longwood, like, right?
5 weeks in a row.
Yeah, because I finally showed some balls on your behalf and bet the whole bankroll.
Oh, I did that all last year.
Yeah, well, you haven't done it this year. And I bet Rich's
bankroll.
I did once.
No, I've done it twice with the degenerate special.
The degenerate special he did once. He bet against Bryant and lost everything. I remember that.
I lost that one. But, I keep making money with the degenerate special.
Well, the $375, I just laid it on the line, and I said, give me the most obscure game. And they put out a Instagram of the crowd that was at the game.
Yeah, it was like no one there.
There's more at my 11-year-old and sons and 9-year-old daughters games.
And it was on It was televised on ESPN Plus, which I don't think I get.
Well, ESPN Plus has almost every single game. It's just if you get the ESPN, whatever it is, I think they just have a camera at every
game. I checked
game.
What you were talking about. It was ESPN Plus I was watching last
night. I mean, the Bryant game was on ESPN Plus. Sorry, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.